Local shares have resumed trade on Tuesday morning, having had a day off yesterday for the long weekend. And the performance in opening trade has been much better than expected, considering the weakness that we saw on Wall Street overnight, where tech stocks led the decline for US stocks. So as we approach lunch, the market is just off its best levels. It's up by about 0.6%. And noteworthy, the improvements that we're seeing amongst the banks, having seen weaker performances in recent weeks, they are leading the improvements today. On the other side of the equation, we've got telecoms, information technology, and property stocks as the underperformers. Worth pointing out that Ansell is up by more than 2% on the back of a broker upgrade. Another stock in focus is the infant formula maker Bellamy's. They are in a trading halt as they undertake a capital raising. They're seeking to raise around $78 million. They've announced the purchase of Camperdown Powder, which is a canning facility. They've also announced a reset strategy in relation to their supply chain. So that'll be one of the features of coming days, that stock resuming trade. Elsewhere, Ten Network is one of the big stories of the morning. The group has said that the two leading investors, like Lachlan Murdoch and Bruce Gordon, their companies won't continue to underwrite loans or the credit facility, which expires on the 23rd of December this year. So that is a work in progress. The markets are looking for more detail on that front, but the shares are in a trading halt ahead of an announcement, which is expected from the organization in coming days. Elsewhere, we have seen a decline in business confidence over the course of the last month, according to the NAB survey. This is essentially the residue of the federal budget. And in addition, with the index being at multi-year highs, it needed something more on the positive side to continue to push it further in that direction, which wasn't in the offing. So that's seen a consolidation, at least at multi-year highs. Elsewhere, the Aussie dollar is trading a little bit firmer. It's at 75.6 US cents.